We're holding on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah Chaf Aleph and Beis tells us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one supports the schach with something that's mekabel tumah, that's going to passel his sukkah. The Gemara has two explanations, but this is one of the explanations that anytime he supports his schach with something that's mekabel tumah, the sukkah is possible. And lahalacha, this is something that's a problem that we paskin over here, like this explanation, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shulchan Aruch says that one should not be using something to support his schach that's mekabel tumah. And there are two very important points over here. The first is that even though the Gemara is discussing something that's mekabel tumah, but this halacha is not limited to that psul. Schach could become possible for a number of reasons. One of them is that it's not mekabel. One of them is that it's mekabel tumah, but we know that schach can become possible for other reasons. Schach can become possible for the fact that it doesn't grow from the ground. Metal can't be used. Plastic can't be used. All these things can't be used, even if they're not mekabel tumah. The very fact that they don't grow from the ground. And it could become possible for other reasons, schach, if it's attached to the ground. And even though the Gemara over here only mentions the problem of mekabel tumah, but the Paiskim prove from the Rishonim later on, who discuss the psul of Maimid with regard to a tree that's attached to the ground, where over there it's clearly not mekabel tumah, but still, they say the problem of Maimid applies there as well, that it's clear that the issue of Maimon is not limited to this psul, and even by other psulim of schach, as long as it's possible for schach, it can't be used as Maimon. This is the first very important point. The other important point is, what exactly is Maimon? Simply, Maimon is used for something that's supporting the schach, but in fact, it's not limited to a support that's put underneath the schach. Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case where somebody put a chair on top of his schach in order to hold down his schach. In other words, over there, the way it's supporting is not underneath, but rather on top. And the reason is very simply, because a maimed is that it's supporting it, that it's holding it in place. So whatever is going to be holding it in place, whether it's because it's holding it from falling down or whether it's holding it from blowing away, whatever it is, as long as it's holding itself, it's holding the schach in place, that is a maimed. And if it's something, like we just said, something that's possible for schach, for whichever reason, it can't be used to hold the schach in its place. And these two points is what leads us to one of the most common questions that comes up with regard to a sukkah nowadays. If a person wants to tie down his schach in the place where he lives, in that area, that time of year, there are normal winds that move around the schach. I'm not talking about abnormal winds that only if it's a hurricane or something like that. I'm talking about regular winds. Regular winds on a windy day would blow away his schach, would move it out of place. And this is very frequent by schach or sukkah mats, which are very, very thin, very lightweight. It can easily be blown out of place off the sukkah. So what does one do to hold them in place? Ties them down. What's he going to tie them down with? If he's going to tie them down or hold them down with something that's not kosher to be used as schach, typically one would use plastic ties, others would use some type of wire, anything like this. This is possible for schach. It's not something that grows from the ground. Plastic metal is definitely possible for schach. Being that that's the case, one cannot tie it down. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that one has to avoid the problem of maimed, and therefore one cannot do such a thing. Now, if the situation is not the way I just described, if the situation is that it would not be moved in a regular wind, and a person is just tying it down just in case there are very strong winds that are not the norm but may end up coming. He remembers a few years back he had such a thing, so doesn't want to take a chance. He wants to have it secure, then that's fine. But if the situation is that normal winds would blow this off the sukkah, or blow it out of his place, and he's going to be holding it down, whether on top, whether on bottom, whichever way, he's going to be holding it in place with something that's possible for schach. This is the problem of our Gemara, and like we said, Shulchan Aruch says that one should not be doing it, and therefore a person should avoid it, and should hold it down in a way that's with something that's kosher for schach.